Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Bears Week, ladies and gentlemen. The Green Bay Packers back at 1265 Lombardi. Some guys available in the locker room this afternoon to the available reporters, and the coaching staff will be drawing up their plans and machinations, ready to attack a Bears team. Let's call a spade, which is reeling. A wounded animal, if you will. No doubt about it, the Bears are in a bad place, and the Packers are hopefully coming off a restful bye week, able to hit the ground running for what is going to be a pretty tough stretch here the second half of the season. But getting the bye where they did, Packers should be feeling good. You see a video I posted earlier today about Marshawn Lloyd, the rookie running back who reportedly will be returning to practice when they guys hit the ground running on Wednesday. There's no doubt that the proposition of getting him mixed into the offense is very exciting. I don't expect it to happen right away, but I think they will bring him along, and I think his skill set should really add and augment to an already pretty lethal Packers offense. On the other kind of injury news fronts, I know Matt Schneidman reported that he spoke to Matt LaFleur for his podcast, and LaFleur indicated he is pretty optimistic about Evan Williams, Jaire Alexander, and Josh Myers being able to go on Sunday in Chicago. Now, of course, Matt's going to give them the old week to get right and see where they are, but positive indications coming out of the bye week, exactly what you wanted to hear. Packers getting right, getting healthy. We'll see what transpires on Wednesday when they do take the practice field, but those are good things to be hearing as the team reconvenes post-bye and post a weekend that saw, man, look, I don't know about you. I was just talking to Drew Olsen on the radio, and I feel pretty damn good being a Packers fan watching the rest of the league this weekend. There's no doubt there are good teams, and there are teams that figure out ways to win despite their own kind of mistakes and letting teams hang around, whether it is the Detroit Lions last night or the Chiefs against the Broncos there with the block kick to end it. There's no question there are some really good football teams. But the Packers are a really good football team. I don't think there's any doubt after watching the entire league these last couple weeks. Yes, they're coming off a really tough loss to the Lions. No doubt about it. But that's a game where we all saw the Packers shot themselves in the foot repeatedly. They have to get that right. They have to stop beating themselves. And I'm sorry, looking at the league yesterday, there's not a team that scares me. There really isn't. And I know there's history with some teams, i.e. the 49ers, who are coming to town in a couple weeks, that Packers fans will probably be nervous about. But man, there is not a single football team in this league that frightens me. Absolutely not. And that's just looking at the games, not only yesterday, but these last few weeks. You can't sit here and tell me that, you know, the Vikings are some juggernaut, or that even the Eagles, who are playing better now in these last couple games, no question about it, that they're unbeatable. You know, the NFC is wide open. Even the Lions last night looked eminently beatable. It's a good time for the Packers to have that bye, reset, and get ready for this second half of the season, which, again, as I said at the start, not a cakewalk. It is going to be tough. It is going to be very, very difficult. There's no doubt about it. But again, not a single team that scares me. No question about that. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Lots of regulars mixing it up. We got Jim, Joe, Tulio. What's going on, man? Good to see you. Magic Matt, how are you, man? Really, really excited to see each and every one of you here. Before I get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. And look, I was watching the games yesterday and looking at a bunch of different picks that I made. And man, I got to tell you, when I talk about how, you know, you can select two or more players, you can just do two players if you want. And I did that on some games. And it's just tons of fun to help you kind of follow along with each game. You pick more or less on their projected stats and place your entry. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types or what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups and get $50 instantly. You can join in the fun in the link in the description of this video. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, including Wisconsin, most importantly. And of course, big game tonight, Monday Night Football. For the first time, I'm doing a couple combo picks. I've done it on my own, but I don't think I've ever done them with my selections here on the channel. I definitely have Stafford and Tua going over 502.5 passing yards. That's a combo. Williams and Achane definitely hitting over 142.5 rushing yards. Again, that's another combo. Cooper Kupp, I think he's going to, as he usually does, gobble up a bunch of receptions and receiving yards, give me over on the 68.5. However, Jonnu Smith, whether Tyreek Hill plays tonight or not, and as I'm here live, there's no official word yet that I've seen. I still don't think he goes over 35.5 receiving yards. Give me less on that. Send me your lineups, folks. Get them in tonight before the game starts. Like I said, always a lot of fun. Really appreciate everyone who's shared their lineups already. Hop on board. It's a good time. What's going on there, Packers fans in the chat? Chuck Olson, I remember that one game in Chicago when Ty Montgomery ran for over 150 yards and ha-ha got a couple of interceptions. We even won the game. Those are the days, man. Ty Montgomery, what a pull. What a pull. Angel, thanks for the chat here. What's up, Nags? Just wanted to tell you that I got into a huge YouTube argument on a live sport chat about them calling us Packers fans delusional, that we always think we run the division. Yeah, I would not encourage getting in huge YouTube arguments because, you know, at the end of the day, what does it do for you? What kind of, you know, how does it fill your soul to be arguing with strangers on the internet? Make your point by all means, but then carry on with your life. Although I will say this feels like it's probably stemming from Amon-Ra St. Brown and his podcast where he made very similar claims. Amon-Ra St. Brown, for those of you who missed it, was on his podcast last week talking about how Packers fans are the worst. And I think some of this stems from getting his, you know, beer spilled on him last year when he was in Lambeau and he did the Lambeau leap and some woman, some hero, I should say, dumped her beer on him and he got all out of sorts about it. My guy, you're jumping in an opponent's stand and you're wondering why someone's dumping beer on you? Welcome to the NFL. It ain't the ice capades, as Brett used to say. But, you know, so he went on to talk about how, oh, Packers fans are delusional. They think they're going to win it every year. They own the division and they have a right to it. Now, I understand you had the unfortunate kind of, or the misfortune, if you will, to be drafted by the Detroit Lions. You know, your brother was drafted by a superior organization, but you had to end up with the Lions. And you have made yourself into an amazing player. There is no question about it. Amon-Ra St. Brown is incredible. He is a phenomenal football player, and he has done amazing stuff in Detroit with the Lions. I'm not taking any of that away from him. But he does play for the Lions, and he is surrounded by Lions fans. So, of course, he has no idea the perspective of Packers fans thinking, oh, they must be delusional thinking they run the division. My guy, the Packers have run the division for decades. Yes, every once in a while, a team jumps up, much like last year, and grabs the title. Great. Hang your banner, as I know Detroit did. Congratulations. What does that get you? I mean, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, yes, you can look back and say, man, we won the division. You know who will care? Maybe your family and a few fans that remember the good old days. That's about it. I mean, the Lions haven't won a championship since 1957. And then you wonder why your fandom doesn't have any kind of perspective on these things. I mean, what is it? The Lions, they're the only franchise operational for the entirety of the Super Bowl era. I mean, literally since the Super Bowl was invented, only team operational throughout that time who has never appeared in a Super Bowl. Got close last year. Didn't quite happen, though, did it? And then on top of that, the Lions have a 3-12 record in the playoffs since 1975. Two of those victories were your team from last year. So, yes, the Packers, the fans, we understand a championship mentality. You guys are trying to build something. I understand that. But to sit and call Packers fans delusional because they have standards, they have something called Title Town that they aspire to keep, and they know year in and year out that is the goal. Sorry, miss me with all that. Packers fans aren't delusional. They know ball, and they know where these franchises are. Yes, again, amazing work so far with Detroit. Keep killing it. But step back at least a little bit and get a bit of a history lesson. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's tough. Really don't. Nathaniel, thanks for the super chat. I sure hope people slash the media reserve the same criticism for Captain Five Picks as they have for Jordan this season. Captain Five Picks. What's insane is that he's now one behind the lead. League lead for interceptions behind Jordan and Geno Smith. After one game, he had four coming into last night. He now has nine. That's insanity. Insanity. Joe, thanks for the super chat, man. Packers coming off the bye. Bears are reeling, so somehow it will probably be a nail biter in the fourth quarter. Probably, man. Don't look much further than the last time these two teams faced off in Lambeau Field, last game of the season last year. That was not easy. That defense is legit. It is going to be a problem. It is going to be hard to move the ball at times. I don't doubt for a moment that the Packers can, that the Packers can score points, but it's not going to be easy, and no one should think it's going to be. Eddie, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Agreed. No teams scare me. Happy Veterans Day to all the vets. Shout out to all the veterans. Absolutely. 1,000%. Thank you, Eddie. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. Trap game? Hope Love has a great game that builds his confidence. Bears do not just suck. They really, really suck. No Bears game can be a trap game. It's the Bears. Also, you're coming off a bye, and you're coming off a loss. You got to be focused for this one. Zero question. Lambo, what's up, man? Amon Shadna Non Brown can't spell. Okay. Okay, Lambo Leo. Steve Miller, thanks for the super chat, man. We don't hang division title banners around here. It's correct. I mean, look, I'm not telling tales out of school here. They literally hung a banner for winning the division. That's adorable. But it just speaks to the mindset. It speaks to the perspective. That's all. You got a ways to go until the Lions are even in the same breadth as the Packers when it comes to a championship tradition. Let's get real here. I love it how when Packers fans talk about how we've won 13 championships as an organization, people go, oh yeah, you're counting stuff from before like the telephone was invented or whatever nonsense they want to talk about. And it's like, yeah, the Lions haven't done anything since All Shook Up by Elvis Presley was number one on the Billboard charts. Give me a break. Dan, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Time for our boys to flip that switch and go all scorched earth on the NFL. I see Love with no more than three picks and Gary with a sack a game to finish the season. Woo, Dan, a lot going on there. I think there's a chance that you're right on Jordan Love. Man, I want to see Rashawn Gary get a sack before we start talking about a sack a game. I mean, he had a half a sack in that Lions game. Maybe that's a start. Scorched earth. I mean, a big component of this, to my eyes, is Jordan Love healthy enough to start getting under center a lot more and start using not only, you know, a lot more power type stuff in the run game, but then working off play action and getting that going the way they did the back half of last year. Because that was a big component of what made them so successful that last kind of 5-6 game stretch. And it's not been able to kind of be utilized while Love's been healing up, so to speak. Matt admitted as much after the last game. So much shotgun, pistol, spread stuff. And it's not conducive to the style that we saw them be so successful with. Watch Jordan be so successful with the last half of last year. No question about it. To me, if they can get back to that, they have a shot to do exactly what you're talking about. Dag, thanks for the super chat. I didn't mind the Lions fans, but I'm starting to. Yeah, I hear that. I mean, look, I couch all of this in saying I love that the Lions are good again. Their fans have suffered for so long, and they've been so terrible. I have friends who are Lions fans who, you know, they kind of don't know what to do with themselves. I think that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, okay, yes, you won a game in early November. Congratulations. It doesn't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. Now, could it potentially help you positioning wise, you know, seed wise this season, playoff wise, 100%, no question about it. But you haven't won jack shit yet. So just dial it back and listen to the news. Andrew Ware, thanks for the super chat, man. A lot one brought, got the only Wyatt jersey in the pro shop, toured Lambeau and the Hall of Fame. And my dad and I got to do our TD dance in Lambeau. Take that bucket list. We were soaked to our core, but couldn't have had more fun. Andrew, that is awesome. Please tell me you're going to be on happy hour tomorrow night so you can tell us all about it, dude. That is freaking awesome. Absolutely love that. What an image, too. Soaked to the bone, dancing after a touchdown, having a great time. That is it, man. What else we got here, folks? Teams that are embarrassed often play better the next week. Packers need to be focused on Sunday. Matt LaFleur teams have had mixed results out of bye weeks. Oh, you know who else has had mixed results out of bye weeks? Most teams. Now, not every team. Andy Reid's teams in particular have been really good out of byes, but for the most part, that's par for the course in the NFL. I'm not too worried about that. And as far as you're talking like, oh, they're going to, now this time they're really going to try. That's what you sound like with the Bears. Like every week in the NFL is a problem. Every week in the NFL is a test. Just because they got embarrassed by the Patriots doesn't mean they're going to try harder against the Packers. They may do some things differently. As Eberflus said this morning, he's in the process of making changes, which I think most people suspect means he's going to change offensive play callers, which is fine, but that's not going to change the offensive line. That's not going to change his quarterback's reticence to let it rip. Now, they may draw up some stuff to keep it simple for him, and they may have some success early in the game. But, man, at some point, you got to rise and fire on third down, and hopefully Jeff Hafley's going to have something for him at that point. And on the flip side, like I've been talking about, the Packers can move the ball on this team, and they can score points. There's no doubt that the Bears are reeling, right? It's not about, oh, we might get a cornered animal that's really mad. No, we're there to just end their season, essentially. That's the whole point of this trip. It's a business trip. We're here to tell the Bears it's over. That's what it's about. Brett, yes, this is a salient point. After the bye, we have 4 games in 18 days. The last quarter of the season is going to be here real soon. The time is right now. Got to clean up the costly, self-inflicted mistakes right now. Brett, I could not agree more. This is a monster stretch here. 4 games, 18 days, and without question, the biggest hurdle, the biggest stumbling block for the Green Bay Packers is the Green Bay Packers. And how much of that can be corrected coming off the bye week, whatever they're looking at, self-critically focused on, etc. That has got to be evident coming out the gate here in Chicago, but certainly over the course of this next 20-day stretch. Of that, there is zero doubt. Doug Hype, what's going on, man? Jordan is my kind of guy, smooth and refreshing as a fresh can to carry the G cream ale. Got no worries. You know, it's a good point. You know what? I think everyone should pause and grab themselves an ice cold can of Carry the G, the official beer of Cheesehead TV.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Twenty-one and over. Please drink responsibly. I don't know. I just added that. But yes, absolutely. Love. I love how Jordan seemingly got away from it all on the bye week. Saw the clip of him getting the jersey swap there, Davis with the Lakers. Love to see it. I'm sure that's a big deal for him. I could care less about the Lakers, but I'm sure California kid, it's probably a big deal. So shout out Jordan. That's awesome. Go live your dreams, man. Lambo Leo. Thanks for the super chat. The Bears fans booing after all the nonsense from the offseason was glorious. That said, we need to go in there all business. Yes, 1,000% business trip. No doubt about it. But yes, to your point, man, the last offensive possession of the first half, they come trotting off the field. Caleb Williams shaking his head and boos are cascading down. Oh, chef's kiss after all the manure Bears fans talked all offseason, not unlike any other offseason, because God knows they are the champions of the offseason each and every year. But this year, it felt particularly sweet. It feels particularly sweet after all the nonsense about how it was the best situation for a number one overall pick ever. And no one gave any thought to the offensive play caller or the offensive line and the idea that we've watched dream team type things try to happen in the NFL before. It doesn't work. You got to put together a team cohesively, not just collect talent. You know, it's not Madden. It's not fantasy football. But, you know, the Bears know nothing about that. And they probably won't ever, which is hilarious. Complicated fella. Nags, you should say drink Wisconsinably. Well, isn't that a trademark, though? I think doesn't someone they have there's like merch for that, isn't there? I don't want to trot on someone's line. So I mean, although I may have because I just said it, but I hear you, man. Are the Packers wasting Mosby's prime? We'll see. Only 5 snaps against the Lions. Hopefully he gets out there a little bit more against the Bears. And look, that was part of the idea behind the Preston Smith trade, right? Get these young guys on the field, which, by the way, shout out Preston Smith. I mean, he looked damn good in the Steelers uniform. I think he played like a handful, like 10, 15 snaps, but he had a sack. He had a big tackle for loss, big game from Preston in limited action with the Steelers. Absolutely love to see it. I mean, he knew he needed to be back in a scheme and a system that fits his talents and what he's comfortable doing. And that clearly wasn't happening in Green Bay. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Calling it now, Watson 2024 breakout game Sunday. Random Packer, Bryce Pop. Ooh, Bryce Pop, sack master. Hey, Watson's had big games in Soldier Field before. I'm all about this idea. Let's do it. Oh, shoot, I forgot that he's on the Steelers. Yes, he's on the Steelers. And good on him, man. Like I said, he looks a lot more comfortable. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.